So because of the recent news and the confusion over service lines, a lot of Pittsburgh residents are worried about lead in their water. Then there's the potential for lead exposure through paint in homes built before 1978. How do you know if you or your family are being exposed? Well, a summer youth employment program is trying to help one Pittsburgh neighborhood figure it out. I joined them for a training session where Marcus Poindexter is sitting across a table from four teenagers looking for a nod of agreement.
Hand over the survey to them, right?
He's a doctoral student at the University of Pittsburgh. And this summer, he's the research coordinator for Youth Enrichment Services, or YES.
And say, answer questions that pertain to your household.
Poindexter is practicing a sort of script with high school students in the program, like 17-year-old Keith Jameson. Their mission is to educate Pittsburgh's Lincoln-Lemington neighborhood about lead and get residents to fill out a survey about lead exposure.
What if they don't want to take the survey?
If they say no to the survey, how can we then increase their awareness of sources of lead?
In that case, the students have pamphlets about lead in paint and household dust provided by the Allegheny County Health Department. Officials there met with the teenagers and helped craft the survey questions.
I feel like students add an element to research that is missing. They bring their natural curiosity, they bring their energy, and I think that they actually have a better understanding of the community than some researchers do.
Lincoln-Lemington is a mostly African-American community, and many of the students in the YES program live there or close by. Plus, Poindexter says people are just more likely to talk to kids. About 20 students chose this lead education and community outreach track from other summer jobs available through YES. Some are mapping housing stock, determining which sections of the neighborhood are most likely to have older homes with lead paint. Others are investigating where people in the community get their information. The group even traveled together to Flint, Michigan, to learn about the disproportionate impact that lead is having on communities of color.
I'm not gonna lie, I knew about some of the dangers of lead, but not really into depth. So it's like cool going home to my mom, like, I know this.
16-year-old Anissa Reed is one of the students hitting the pavement, engaging residents, starting with her mom, who she lives with in nearby Highland Park.
I didn't want to scare her about the situation, but I know it's important, so I kind of did.
She has a little sister at home and knows kids under six are most at risk for lead exposure and its consequences, developmental delays, and behavior problems. Later, as Reed, Keith Jameson, and their classmate Michaela Dixon knock on front doors in the hot sun, they're hoping to talk to the parents or grandparents of young children.
Come on, you guys want to come in?
Okay?
Yeah, come on.
Lincoln-Lemington resident Sakina Harris and her little dog, Queen, are home and willing to take the survey.
Hi.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm Michaela Dixon. Do you have any children that reside with you under the age of six?
No.
So you'll just start with section one.
But she has an older daughter.
I absolutely would like my lead tested, my water tested. But I really was never concerned to me. Maybe it should have been.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. You guys have a good day.
You too.
So how'd it go?
I think it went pretty good. She completed the survey and I got to help her out. It's cool.
And also dog as well.
Yeah.
That's extra points for that. The dog is cute. The lady said like she knew about it but didn't pay that much attention, and it goes to show you like they're not really giving us what we need, the information for us to be educated and to live healthy and thrive in our own communities. Yeah.
Denise Jones is program director for YES. She says they want students to feel empowered to create change from within their own community and to see research as a potential career.
We're really testing a theory here. Can students really engage in addressing community issues and feel as though their contribution to the challenge or the problem is heard and is valued?
Jones says the students will evaluate the completed surveys and turn them over to the Allegheny County Health Department. Dave Namey heads the health department's Housing and Community Environment Program.
I think it's great. I think that what we're going to get out of it is we're going to be able to understand a little better what people know in the neighborhood about lead and develop strategies to further mitigate risk for children.
Namey says they're looking to identify other neighborhoods in the county where community leaders, maybe even kids, could help get the word out about the dangers of lead. We have more coverage about lead, how to manage it in your home, and test your pipes and garden soil for lead. It's all at AlleghenyFront.org/hiddenpoison. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.